Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this episode, I want to talk about building a dream team. How do you build a high-impact, future-focused team that transforms the way that you think about resilience and leaves a legacy for you when you have moved on to whatever is next in your own career, personally and professionally? Today's episode is really personal for me because this topic is one that is near and dear to my heart. And building a dream team is something that is not just something abstract, but it is about working hard in the trenches through expertise, through coaching, through mentorship, and having a vision for the direction and the long-term leadership in resilience and security in your organization. I'm going to take you back to my time at a Fortune 30 retailer a little bit and the impact of one of my leaders, the chief security officer, whose approach to building a high-performing team still shapes the way that that industry, corporate security, is thought of today. So earlier in my career, you've heard me talk about elsewhere in other episodes and articles, I spent 21 years at a Fortune 30 retailer in the corporate security function, initially out in the stores, and then later corporately at headquarters, eventually becoming a direct report of the chief security officer. And I was fortunate there to be a part of a very transformative era, not just where the retailer was growing by leaps and bounds and brought all of the complexity and scaling challenges with that. But also it was a place where the security function and the resilience function that ultimately I helped build and lead wasn't just about policies and procedures and compliance and beating people up and finding things that were wrong, but it was also about strategy and innovation and influence in the organization. My leader at the time, the chief security officer, had a unique lens. He wasn't just thinking about the roles that he was trying to fill and the roles in the organization that needed filling, but he was finding ways to build for the future and shift functions and talent around until he got the things that he needed to move the organization forward. Now, many of us on that team, even multiple levels down in the organization, have gone on to lead security and resilience functions across retail, finance, technology, and government. Some of the alumni from this team are today the chief security officers at companies like Facebook or Meta, VF Corporation, and others that are out there today. And that doesn't just happen by accident. That happens when a leader invests in people, creates clarity of purpose, and really holds space for growth, even under pressure in the organization. Those were my transformative professional years where I moved from role to role in a somewhat organized fashion in order to build my own professional capabilities and then go implement things as a leader in the organization at a more senior level, which for me was to build and lead the resilience function at this Fortune 30 retailer. So what makes up a dream team? I wrote about this in an article, 10 Things I Learned While Leading Corporate Security Innovation, that you can find here in the show notes. So I'll give you four things that I took away from that role, really about building a dream team, because I feel like that's what I had in those roles. The first one is that culture eats strategy for breakfast, that you can have whatever strategy that you think is going to be what you need to move the organization forward, but your culture is more important than that strategy. The culture is what people will do when no one else is looking. So we built a culture when I led innovation of risk-taking, of being willing to go out and break things and be okay with the solution not working in the name of trying to figure out how do we keep advancing the organization. The second is when you're hiring someone, you have to hire for potential, not just credentials. What I mean by this is it's great, yes, you have to find somebody who can do the job, but you also need somebody who can grow. And if your company is in growth phase, you need folks who can grow and do more within the company and take on these bigger roles over time. No one's going to want to be stagnant. Very few people, I should say, will want to be stagnant in their roles. Third is that healthy tension is appropriate and you should encourage this. Risk and innovation thrive in that kind of tension. And so you have to create that tension in order to move the organization forward, which is something that my leader really excelled at, creating effective tension. And fourth, that leadership isn't just about controlling the narrative. It's about empowering the team and about empowering that narrative that you need to use to move the organization forward, to take risks, to build the culture that you're looking for. A great team that you're building has complementary skills. More importantly, though, it shares trust where you each have either's backs. And you just can't scale a resilience function if you're constantly second-guessing each other along the way, and certainly not during a crisis. So what are some tactics that you can use to build your dream team today? Well, first is to think long-term. Who on your team could lead your function in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? You want to build for that. Who's going to grow on your team and do more down the road? Build for that. You need to recruit like an operator. Understanding that your team is really on a business battlefield of sorts, and you're going to walk into a number of challenges, whether that's cyber, physical, supply chain, crisis communications, reputation management, you're going to have challenges. You need to recruit towards with an eye on those challenges. Third, that mentorship and coaching is not optional. You need to make time to mentor and coach your team. You need to connect your team with others who have strengths that you don't. And you want to continue to build that bench strength internally and intentionally for your team. And lastly, you want a mix of backgrounds, and that is a feature, not a flaw. People with different backgrounds will bring different experiences to the team. Law enforcement, business, military, technology, HR. All of them see risk in a different way. All of them think about managing risk in a different way. Getting a mix of those experiences and backgrounds and upbringings give you an advantage that you don't have if it's everyone has exactly the same background. In resilience work, you're managing uncertainty every day. And I want to connect building that dream team with managing that uncertainty. This gets easier when you have the right people in the trenches next to you. People who are calm under pressure, who can challenge assumptions, and who understand the mission that you are setting forth for your team or your organization. We say this all the time here at BrightPath, but strategy only works if you have the people necessary to carry it forward. And that starts with how you build your team. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.